All right, time for a big hour of gardening greatness with Judy Sharp, who is here. And Judy, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Hello.
Yes, nice to see you, Mark.
Now, I believe that we have a bit of housekeeping to take care of a little later today.
Oh, we do. If the phone doesn't ring, I'll start straight away, will I?
Not just yet, but what will you be doing?
Okay, last week we were pretty snowed under, and so then we started getting calls off air and messages and, you know, computer stuff. So a lady called
We're not going to do the whole thing yet, Judy.
Oh, we're not going to do the whole thing.
No, not going to do the whole thing yet.
Okay, okay.
So we did get some feedback afterwards, and Judy will be taking care of some of those questions. Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM starts now. From Belmont North, Bruce, we've got you with Judy now. What's the story?
Hello, Bruce.
How are you going, Jude?
I'm very, very well, thank you. How are those roses of yours going?
Oh, they're going good, love. Listen, I just rang up to let you know the pansies I put in last year that were too early, I took them out and I replaced them just as autumn came on this year. And at the moment, the whole thing's just looking like a botanical section in the backyard at the moment. And yeah, they're coming on very well. So I just thought I'd let you know that I sort of jumped the fence a bit too quick last year. In fact, the boss told me not to do it, and I thought, oh, you know, typical woman, you know. But
Bruce, please.
Oh, yes, I'll get into trouble for that one day, you know, but yes.
Okay, dear, look, I'm pleased about that. That sounds lovely. And the roses, you're going to be pruning them in July, aren't you?
Oh, yes, yes. We've got all the information up to date as to what to do properly. And as for the shotgun, it's been polished prime and just waiting to go in case anyone decides to drop in for a visit again.
Yes, I know. I was just telling Mark about that.
Yeah, they were the ones that got stolen.
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
He stole them all. Just walked past and stole all his roses, but we fixed him up. He's got some new ones.
All right, best of luck with everything there. Bruce, 4921 6216 if you have a question for Judy. Now, Judy, some a bit of late mail from last week's Gardening Talk.
Yes.
What have you got for us?
A lady called Wendy Wilkinson sent in photos for us, pictures of her cymbidium orchids. So the problem is, Mark, the lovely green leaves, but the tips are all brown.
Well, that doesn't look fantastic, does it?
No.
So what's the best thing for her to do on this, Judy?
Well, I've given her some options here, given her some big options. Look, they're otherwise healthy, so they're very healthy looking. The problem can be complex salt toxicity. Right?
Okay, I'm with you so far.
You're absorbing this, aren't you?
Absorbing.
good. From fertiliser buildup, the orchid shunts the excess minerals to the extremities, causing the brown dieback. Aren't they clever little things, plants?
They
really
they
are.
Yeah, they are.
But there's another reason. It can be underwatering or low humidity causing the dry tips. Now, Wendy, my suggestion to you would be, it's difficult to work out on your own, I'd suggest you contact an orchid society for help to determine the problem. Now, they really do love you, you know, giving them some homework, they do. And there is an orchid society in Adamstown, I believe, so, and then there's another one, Hunter Valley, and quite a few places, but they are very helpful. They really enjoy doing it. But Wendy also had another problem. She's got azaleas covered in spinomyte. Now, Mark,
that almost sounds like something you eat. Spinomyte.
Spinomyte. But you know what causes that, don't you?
I will in 30 seconds from now.
They're all silver, right? It's a silver effect on the leaves. She did send us lovely pictures, and this needs to be sprayed with David Gray systemic insecticide. So I hope you're listening today, Wendy, because I know you were very anxious about it all.
Yes, and hope you're happy we've got the 2-for-1 deal from Judy for you, Wendy. And on top of that, make sure you get onto an orchid society for the brown leaf problem as well.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, thank you so much. Do we have any other feedback, or we've got Wendy sorted? That's it. Nobody else?
No, we've got Wendy. Oh, no, there were other couple of problems. I didn't think you wanted me to keep going.
Well, we will in a moment, because in the meanwhile, Sue from Charlestown is with us, Judy. And Sue, you have a lawn question. What's going on there?
Yes, we thought we had the army grub, and we put the a towel down wet overnight, nothing come up.
Right.
And one of the neighbours said to me, we've got like a virus type thing in the lawn. Has Judy ever heard of that before?
A virus?
Yeah.
So what what has happened? Have you got brown patches?
Yeah, really brown, Jude. We thought we were going to lose the lawn. And I thought,
right.
I'll give you a ring. Actually, it wasn't a virus. It was a fungus.
A fungus, right. Okay. Yeah. Now,
I've never heard of that before.
Oh, look, brown patches, sometimes that just occurs. We've had pretty rough weather for the lawns, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Yeah. So, look, I suggest to you that what you need to do is get some fertiliser and do it pretty quick now because we've had the rain and you'll still get growth on those brown patches. Sea salt.
Sea salt, yep.
Yep. But then you need to lightly top dress on those brown patches.
Oh, okay, then top dress. I'm just writing this down, thanks, Jude.
Yeah.
Top dress, yeah, that's excellent, thanks, Jude. Yeah, it's the front lawn and it's a big lawn. It looks like a map of the world because some, some's dead and some's green. It looks like someone's on a map of the world of it. So,
well, you know what, Sue, you're not the only one with that. A good friend of mine keeps, every time I play cards with her, come on, how am I going to fix this lawn?
Yeah.
But my charges when you play cards are very high, so. But she's got exactly that same problem, and no doubt might be listening in today as well.
But thanks for that.
You need to do it quickly, Sue, because you won't have much growth left.
We'll probably do it this afternoon, yeah.
Okay, good girl.
Okay, thanks so much, Judy.
That's okay, Sue. Thank you for the call.
Oh, you don't get much quicker than this afternoon, Judy, do you? That's
no.
She's right on it.
Yeah, she's right on it.
All right, best of luck.
She's going to get wet.
That's true. That's true. All right. Best of luck with it and take a raincoat or something, Sue. As we head to the suburb of Lemon Tree Passage. Good afternoon, Joe. You have a question for Judy today involving moving a camellia. What's the story, Joe?
We have a beautiful camellia out near our back awning in the back of the house. Now, it's right up against the house, and I've looked at it and looked at it and thought, we should move it. But we've been here for 10 years, and we haven't done it until now.
Right. Okay, Joe. Can you tell me what kind of camellia it is?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's got the double flower, the crinkly, wavy type flower.
Right, okay.
It's lovely.
It's not
a single petal. It's like a wave.
Okay, Joe, is it flowering now with a lot of flowers?
It's starting to come out, yes.
Okay, I think you've got a japonica.
Okay.
Now, sometimes what happens with japonicas, the flowers overlap one another, which spoils the appearance of them.
No, these are individual flowers.
Right, okay. Look, you've got have to wait till they finish flowering now, whichever kind it is.
Yes, that's what I figured.
Yeah, and you have to be very, very clever to dig it out and move it somewhere without losing it.
Yep. Now, the idea is we've just replaced all our lawn, hence why we're going to put a garden bed near it. But I figured if we could do it and move it out away from the house, it would be happier.
Right, okay, but you're telling me it flowers nicely.
Yes.
Well, if it's a japonica, you might be putting it out in the full sun and they don't like that.
Okay.
So,
It might be better just to leave it where it is.
Yeah, if it's not unhappy and it's flowering well, and I don't think it will move the house.
No, that's not my concern. It's just that I thought, because when we first moved in, it was very spindly. But since we've been in and it's been getting watered and fed and whatnot, it has come beautiful. It's a lovely plant.
Oh, Joe, you're making work for yourself. I wouldn't touch it.
Okay.
Now tell me, what do you fertilise it with?
Nothing.
Nothing, said Dad.
Sea salt.
You don't use cow manure? They love cow manure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, we can do that. And how hard... Pardon me. Can we cut it back? Because it's starting to go over the top of the awning and the house.
Rubbing the gutters.
Right, okay. It sounds like your husband wants to cut that camellia, I'm thinking. Am I right?
He loves cutting things, Judy.
I should have been a
marriage counsellor or something.
Oh, a detective. Joe, so okay.
Private eye.
Private eye. Yeah, look, definitely you could prune it, but wait till it finishes flowering.
Okay, and then hit it with some
cow manure.
Cow manure?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Good luck with it. Give us a ring back after that and let us know what happened.
Yeah, and more importantly, to make sure that the marriage is surviving as well, Judy.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so the best advice in that case is to probably do very little, but maybe a change up with the fertilising.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's get into some of that after-hours feedback from last week, Judy. A couple more inquiries.
Yeah, definitely. We were asked about Maybush, and Maybush should be pruned after they finish flowering. Not now.
There's a bit of a theme here, isn't it, with pruning?
Yeah, definitely. And the mulberries, you prune back in spring. That was another question. And you take off the top growth on older trees only and long leaders for the easy picking. We had a question. Someone was worried about they couldn't pick their mulberries.
Oh, we can't have that.
No, so that's the secret. If it's an old tree, it's all right to cut the long leaders for easy picking.
All right.
Solve the problem.
That's it. And that's it for feedback?
Yeah, that's it.
Done. All right. Judy, you have a question. Well, you have a statement to make about tulips. You're asking the question, are they any crisper? What's the story with this one?
Oh, I thought you would have known this, Mark.
I will in 2 minutes once you've read through. Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
So hyacinths and tulips, you recommended to put them in the crisper in the fridge. To make them think they're under the snow.
To fool them a little bit there.
To fool them, to trick them well and truly. But you know what happens a lot. People forget they're in there. This is true.
Then they just put the apples and the peaches on top of them and then they just forget they're there.
Yeah. So what you need to do, it's time to remove them because they should be planted by the end of May. And when you plant them, you feed with bulb food and you do that on emergence, which means as they come up out of the ground. And then when they're, when they're making their flowers, and then when they finish flowering, you feed them again. Because as they die down, that creates the bulb to manufacture double.
All right.
You knew that, Mark.
Well, it's a case of just manipulating, if you will.
We're manipulating there. So anyone at home, if you put your bulbs in the crisper, don't forget them. It's the end of May and, we're coming up to the end of May soon, so not there yet, but plenty of time to do them and get them planted.
All right, a couple of things to think about there. It's easy to get into these things. Sometimes we kind of forget them. And then we have to go back and make sure they're not still in the fridge months later. Good times and great music at 2 and URFM 103.7. Look, we've got Judy's heading back into her book of topics because she brings in her big, massive notebook and there's huge amount of time. Then there's the big red pen through them as we slice them off one by one. Judy, you were able to find something we weren't able to get to not that long ago.
Yes, okay. You know what it is.
Not yet. I will in 30 seconds from now, Judy.
Well, I know you do this without being told, Mark.
Okay.
It's time to fertilise your house plants. Have you got any, Mark?
Oh, no.
Not at all?
Not at all, no.
Not even a little maiden.
Oh, you're going to hate what I say next.
Go and tell us. Tell the listeners.
There is one fake one.
Oh, no. There are some out there in the foyer.
I know. Well, they're not mine either. But so tell us about the houseplants and fertilising.
So the houseplants need fertilising now because you don't let them work during winter. So you give them a bit of a feed now to keep them alive through winter, but you don't keep them working through winter. So it's now or never. So you've got to fertilise the houseplants now.
This is kind of, in a way, kind of the reverse of the other thing a minute ago, isn't it? Because it's that change of season and we need to sort of remember where we're up to with the grand scheme of things and do the right thing for them.
Yes, definitely. Mm. Yeah. But, I think I better get you a houseplant somewhere along the line.
Good times. Great music. Judy, you've got a couple of little bits of topics you want to finish us off with.
Yeah, definitely, Mark. And now we've had all this rain. Well, it's still going, but after... stops a little bit, they need to throw around their roses a handful of dolomite. Why, you might ask?
I was just about to ask why, Judy.
Because it sweetens the soil up.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And the roses love that. So, you know, once the rain stops, go out or put your raincoat on and throw the dolomite around now. So, you know, roses are still flowering, Mark. They won't get pruned until July.
No, and we don't do any of our pruning until the flowering is done. We've learnt that this afternoon.
Yes, we have. We have. Okay, now, if you've got sweet peas growing, sweet peas, which a lot of people do at this time of year, Mark, you've got to sprinkle lime around them. They love it. Lime around the sweet peas.
All right.
Okay. Now the weather is cooling as well. What do you think it's time to plant, Mark?
Whether the plants are like this type of weather would be my guess.
New trees and shrubs.
There you go.
You definitely plant now. It's a great time for planting, Mark.
All right, so a couple of great bits of advice, some nice general advice for this time of the year. And I know, Judy, there were a couple of topics that you couldn't get. You flipped back through your book, but they were like sort of summer, end of summer questions.
Well, it's definitely not summer, is it?
You'll have to wait for those. All right, Judy, always a pleasure. You were able to help out six or seven folks this afternoon, so we'll catch you next time.
Thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure working with you.
There she is, Judy Sharp, wrapping up Gardening Talk back this afternoon with us at 2NURFM 103.7.